A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God loves us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The Word of the Lord. How could we ever know God's love for us on our own? God had to be the one to reveal his love, and John tells us that God did just that by sending us Jesus. The love relationship, which we are called to, had to begin with God loving us first, making known his love, and inviting us to love him in return. As I reflected on this passage from John's letter, an experience I had as a young sister came to mind. There was a sister in our congregation whom I admired and liked very much. She taught in the high school I attended, and I kept in touch with her after I graduated. She was a great help and support to me for the 2.5 years before I entered the convent. In those days, those in initial formation were not permitted to communicate with professed sisters during their novitiate, except for rare occasions such as very special feast days. So our contact with each other was minimal, to say the least. A few years after I was professed, I was teaching in the same city as this sister, but in a different school. I invited her over to visit. I still remember sitting in the backyard of the convent where I lived, and in the middle of a conversation, asking her rather abruptly, "Are we friends?" I realized, even as I was asking, that it was probably a rather silly question, but I needed to know if the relationship between us was still there. She smiled and said, "Of course we were friends." I guess I needed to be reassured that I was still special to her. She certainly was to me. In today's reading from John's letter, we hear that the love of God was revealed to us by God sending his Son to us so that we might live. We do not have to wonder if God loves us. We know God loves us. God had to love us first and make his love for us known. How could we possibly presume to have a friendship, a love relationship with God, this infinite being who created and sustains all that exists? John goes on to say, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God has loved us." Can we doubt God's love for us when we think of Jesus as a helpless baby taking on our finite human nature? Can we doubt God's love for us when we remember Jesus' compassion for the crowds and his love for each individual? How can we not believe that God loves us? And how can we have any response other than to desire to love God in return? We do not need to ask God, "Are we friends?" We need only to look at Jesus to know the answer. Gracious God, you are almighty, and yet you choose to have me as your child and your friend. I thank you for your invitation to love you. Help me to grow in my love for you. Thank you for Jesus, the greatest expression of your love for me.